Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 29, 2023. Secret information. Comment. Sometimes you say something, and then catch yourself and say, "I shouldn't have said it, it is too early, it was not worth it." My response: don't worry, I am not saying anything superfluous, and if I do, it is on purpose so that it stays in you. All the same, this information will live in you, and then you will remember it and reproduce it. Basically, I am talking for the future reference, and right now you cannot use it yet. Question: how much information do you put into students in advance? Answer: on many spiritual levels in order to enter the upper world and move on. In addition, this information is available in Kabbalistic sources. My job is to teach you how to read Kabbalistic sources, because for those who read them correctly, they are instructions. Torah, from the word Hora, instruction, but only a few in our world can read it correctly. Therefore, the task of the teacher is to teach students to understand its secret meaning. Secret because the rest do not want and cannot understand the Torah correctly. They have no need for it even though the study is open to everyone. The meaning of the Torah is to see an instruction in it for correction in accordance with a person's desire. This is what I teach. In principle, I put in students not so much information as the correct attitude to the source of information. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Secret Information, August 20, 2011. Water is the receiver of our thoughts. Question: today seas and oceans are becoming more and more violent. What is water from a spiritual point of view? Answer: water is the quality of Bina. Salty sea water is the union of Bina and Malkhut, that is, a union of the highest quality water and the lowest quality salt. Salt is the only element consumed in food that does not spoil, that is, it is like a constant in our world, and that is why we need it so much. The union of Bina and Malkhut gives us this huge mass, salt, which determines all life on the planet. But first of all, it is water. We came out of the water. Life originated in water. The embryo in the womb is in amniotic fluid. Water is everything. And now this substance is being killed by our thoughts and actions, and accordingly transmits its threatening reaction to us. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. The Great Mystery of Water, August 20, 2011. In one bundle. Question: does everything that happens in the world mean that I am shown what I am ready to see and I have to sort of take it and accept this picture for myself? Answer: you must understand that to the extent you, who are in an integral system, behave in a more integrated way with others, you and everyone around you will be able to achieve a more blissful state. You cannot separate yourself from others. If it is bad for them, it will also be bad for you. We are in a system where we are completely dependent on others, and what I wish for them, I will get the same part from them. This is how the world is arranged. You can disagree with this, shout, and swear, but it will be only in this way. Question: what should be my reaction to what is happening? Answer: what does nature care about your reaction? It sets new conditions for you, and that is it. You need to react. If you do not want to, do not react, be extinct like mammoths. Question: what actions should I make upon myself? Answer: transform yourself and the surrounding society. Question: how will I transform the surrounding society? Answer: together with them. Explain to them that transformation is necessary. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Who is to blame for the pogroms? August 13, 2011. Doubts along the path. Question: did your teacher motivate you in any way to do spiritual work? Answer: not really. All of that has to come from the person himself. Do not think that being next to a teacher like Rabash means a free ride to the upper world. No. It is a very difficult state. Personally, I would not advise it to anyone. Comment: but your students already feel some sort of belonging to the spiritual path. My response: that is their business. If they listen to me and try in their soul to be together with what I am explaining, what I am leading them to, then yes. And if not, then no. I do not pressure anyone and do not force anyone. Any person can leave tomorrow, saying, "Sorry, but this is not for me." Is anyone going to keep him here? Never. No one gives you a guarantee for anything. Comment: but you say that the worst thing a person can do is leave. My response: it is the worst thing for them, of course. Because the person then returns to the animate existence. Question: but in some cases the person comes back sometime later. Answer: a person does not leave completely. He retains some kind of sensation that he did not leave, that he is a little on the side, but in general, he is in it. I often meet such people. They say, "You think I do not remember? I will come back. I am just going through a period like this right now." And years go by. From Cab TV's I got a call. Entrance to the Spirituality July 30th, 2011.